The Valley has a shortage of housing, and specifically affordable housing. The show has been looking at this situation as part of an occasional series called Out of Reach, and today we'll look at whether shopping centers could be part of the solution. Andrew Watkins is an architect and urban designer. He's also a principal with the firm SWA in Southern California. Earlier this year, he led a panel for the Urban Land Institute on the subject of using retail spaces for housing. And when I spoke with him, I asked what specifically folks talking about this issue are talking about.
Yeah, so I think it can be a mix. You know, when we're talking about using retail or commercial for housing, we're really talking about those sites, not necessarily a specific building, but how a retail site could be reimagined to include housing, a more mixed use type of development.
What are some of the ways that cities or states are trying to do that now?
So cities and states through some of their legislation, but you know, a lot of cities are looking at rezoning some of these sites. So you know, a lot of these sites have only a commercial zoning and don't allow for residential on those sites. And so cities are looking at these as real opportunities for where they can get additional housing to meet some of these big needs that you mentioned earlier. We're in a big housing crisis and in many cases out of new land for development.
So are cities looking to sort of repurpose the actual buildings? Are they tearing them down and just putting something else on there? What are they doing on the space?
Yeah, in many cases, it is tearing them down and rebuilding. You know, in California, and I think in much of the West, you know, I think we often forget how young we are in some ways. And so, you know, a lot of kind of easy development has been done that has a certain lifespan, and we're kind of reaching that initial lifespan in a lot of our commercial spaces. And so this is really an opportunity to re-envision those sites to create a better quality development, one that's more walkable, where housing and commercial retail uses can be mixed together.
What are some of the challenges that cities that are looking to do this face? You referenced zoning earlier, and I would imagine that's one of them. But are there other challenges that go along with trying to do this?
Yep. So zoning, or sometimes that's called entitlement, the right to build on a piece of land, is certainly a challenge, and that can take a lot of time to work through. But these sites are often, you know, fairly well positioned. They have good access to roads because of their commercial existing uses. They're often sized overall pretty well for this type of development, though they often are parcelized, which means that many landowners may be participating in the ownership of what seems like one commercial center. And so that can certainly be challenging for redevelopment. And then just community engagement. Oftentimes these commercial areas are surrounded by residential areas that may or may not be keen on seeing development occurring there.
Do these tend to be multifamily developments? Are developers putting single family homes on these lots?
These are largely multifamily, though some could be what I'd call kind of the missing middle. So they're often not single family detached, but could be townhomes or stacked flats. They could certainly be apartment buildings. They really represent a wide spectrum of housing typologies, but often at a little bit more density than a traditional single family detached home.
Are there cities that are successfully doing this now?
Yeah, for sure. This is probably some common practice as cities grow. These are kind of often at kind of the edges of urban development where you're hitting suburban development, and as those areas densify, this is occurring. We're working with several kind of suburban cities right now that are re-envisioning many of their commercial and some light industrial sites for housing. In my backyard, cities like Santa Ana, Anaheim, those are some of the larger cities here in Southern California and Orange County where I am, but also some smaller ones like Lake Forest, or we're working with a city in northern San Diego called San Marcos on some similar projects.
I wonder if it takes maybe a sort of a change of mindset for city officials and maybe even economic development officials in those cities to acknowledge maybe that the area that they had zoned for retail, they had worked to get retail in, just maybe isn't the best spot for retail, and maybe not just that type of retail that was there that is vacant, but maybe it's just not a good spot for retail in general and maybe could be put to a better use.
Yeah, you know, it is certainly a different mindset for cities. You know, cities often rely on some of these retail areas for sales tax, for their general funds, and so that's definitely an important component. And we don't necessarily see this as a complete shift from retail or commercial totally to housing, but really the combination of the two. So the idea is that you get higher quality retail and commercial spaces, as well as additional housing that is, you know, is meeting a need in that community for a housing type that might not be currently available.
How big of a dent do you think this could potentially put in the housing crisis, of various areas?
Yeah, you know, so as part of the panel that we had, David Garcia, who's a researcher with the Turner Center up out of UC Berkeley, presented some information. And you know, they have some data on exactly this point. And while they think that this could certainly play a role, it's certainly just part of the puzzle to providing additional housing. This isn't the only answer, and there's not, you know, enough land that will convert to housing to fully solve the crisis. But it could be, you know, a good percentage to help us along the way.
And from the retail side, I wonder if it's possible that, you know, doing this kind of thing can revitalize some of the retail in the area if you're putting a bunch more people living there, you know, especially if it's one of those service type based industries. It seems like that would be beneficial for the retail as well.
Yes, definitely. You know, cities often like this as a kind of catalytic way of dealing with some of these retail areas. You know, a lot of these retail areas are 50, 60, 70 years old. You know, they've had some long-term landowners who are pretty happy to collect a rent check. They're providing, you know, some decent tax base for the city, but they're not really capitalizing on kind of a highest and best use for where the city's economy currently is. And so by allowing for greater development potential, you actually get the development community involved, create a catalytic opportunity to transform some of these somewhat depressed centers.
All right, that is Andrew Watkins, an architect, urban designer, and principal at SWA Group. Andrew, thanks for your time. Thanks for your insights. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a pleasure talking with you, Mark.